Blog Talk Radio.
Fighting protest song by Muse, Uprising. Welcome to The Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble. Thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy life to join me today on my broadcast. It is a pleasure to come to you in the frigid cold weather here at Florissant, Missouri, kind of dealing with a little bit of throat anxiety, you know, that time of year, the virus and everything. But I'm going to be here and I'm going to be a strong voice today for not only my Iranian friends, but what is happening in China. I'm going to talk extensively today about the COVID lockdown protests and the fight for democracy and freedom that seems to be springing up all over the world. But before I begin that today, I want to start out, I want us to have a sense of the greatness of God in the midst of the turmoil, the violence, the suffering of people all over the world. I want to begin today in the right direction. I want to talk to you a little bit about the greatness of our sovereign God, who certainly is in control of all world events. I want us to start out with this frame of mind before I deal with what's happening in Iran and in China. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 22 through 31 talks about the greatness of our God. He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in. He brings princes to naught, in other words, to nothing, and reduces the world's rulers to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground, than he blows on them, and they wither, and a whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff. To whom will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls them forth, each of them by name, because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow weary or tired, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. The incredible promises of our great God to those of us who hope in him, and the greatness of our God to the nations that think and boast of their great power. They are nothing. They are like grasshoppers in his sight, Yahweh says. I want us to start off understanding this greatness of God this morning before I even begin to talk about the injustices and the dictatorships of Iran and China. A significant win for the United States soccer team. They beat Iran 1-0, and what was so impressive about that game was how the United States stood in solidarity along with the Iranian players for what's happening in Iran. There were great hugs at the end of that game. The Iranians were very happy that the United States won because, in their mind, this team was compromised. They were too latched on to the regime and government. Even though they refused to sing the national anthem, Iranians celebrated the victory of the United States over Iran in a soccer game. It was much more than a soccer game. It was a worldwide protest and standing in solidarity with the people of Iran. As you know, there have been public trials going on for protesters. Our good friend Tumaj Salehi, his life is in danger. He could be executed. He had a trial just the last few days ago behind closed doors without a lawyer. His family cannot visit him. But even more sad this morning, I came across this article, and I posted it on my Facebook page, courtesy of Dr. Nina Ansari. She writes, "Heartbreaking and unimaginable injustice. Iran sentences Fahimi Karimi, volleyball coach and mother of three young children, to death for participating in protests." You see a picture of her beautiful children and then a picture of Fahimi Karimi, a volleyball coach. Those three toddlers are about to lose their mother. And what is her crime? Standing up for freedom. There is so much heartache going on. Security forces in Iran have arrested actress Sohila Golestani and director Hamid Pourazizi for their powerful video in support of the nationwide protests. Why? Why are they being arrested? Because they appeared in this video without the mandatory headscarf. So very, very sad. And this is even more heartbreaking. 27-year-old Iranian Mehran Samak was killed by the Iranian regime after being shot during the celebrations of the USA beating Iran in the World Cup. I could go on and on. I just ask that you would continually speak out and pray for the brave freedom fighters in Iran with all of these public trials and executions going on. We have to pray and stand with them like never before. Now, I want to shift a little bit today because what's happening in Iran is spreading all over the world. And all of us have watched in the last several days as millions, really, have taken to the streets all across China in protest for these mandatory lockdown prisons for Chinese citizens. This lockdown because of the COVID cases. And just recently, a hotel fire. The entire hotel was locked down. The people couldn't get out of their own doors. And there was a fire in this hotel, and it killed everyone. That sparked this uprising. So I want us to now get a sense of what's going on in China. We need to know the fight for democracy. This is a special report courtesy of CBS.
Turning overseas now, where China's government faced some of the largest public protests in decades as over the weekend demonstrators in the capital of Beijing and other cities called on the country's president to resign over strict COVID-19 lockdown policies that have nonetheless failed to stop the virus from spreading. Elizabeth Palmer has more now on the angry protests that have also spread online.
A man shouts what until now few would even have dared say aloud. Down with Xi Jinping. Down with the Communist Party. There were public protests across the country over the weekend in at least 10 cities, including Shanghai. We reached one of the protesters there on Sunday night.
How angry are people with the lockdown?
Very, very, because they're very angry.
We agreed to hide her identity as this interview could get her arrested. Over the weekend, an unknown number of protesters was arrested, including the BBC's cameraman, though he was later released. The protests are by far the biggest challenge yet to Xi Jinping's zero COVID policy, which has battered the economy and locked down hundreds of millions of people.
What do your friends say about the Chinese government's management of COVID?
People do not support it at all.
The anger was actually sparked by a tragedy thousands of miles away in Xinjiang, western China. 10 people burned to death in an apartment fire last week. A furious crowd gathered around the government offices, convinced that COVID restrictions had stopped the fire engines from reaching the blaze. Authorities denied that, but the story was a tipping point. People gathered at vigils in sympathy with the victims, and some held up blank pieces of paper to symbolize the way critical voices in China are silenced. By Sunday night, this largely peaceful but utterly unprecedented dissent had spread even to the capital, Beijing. Now everyone is wondering how the government will react. But Xi Jinping's commitment to mass testing, lockdowns, and vast warehouses for isolating COVID contacts is core policy. And the sight of citizens chanting, lift lockdowns, isn't likely to change his mind. For CBS Mornings, Elizabeth Palmer, Tokyo.
This protest, this uprising is comparable to the 1989 uprising in Tiananmen Square, where you saw that Chinese citizen moving back and forth with the tank that was coming toward him. They're tired of the oppression. These lockdowns are now killing people, innocent people in apartment fires. But it's much deeper, of course, than just the lockdown. It is the oppressive Chinese Communist Party. They're crying out for Xi Jinping to resign. It's never happened like this ever, ever before, at least in the last 33 years. And to watch these people fight for survival, holding up these blank sheets of paper, meaning we have no voice. I thought about what I was witnessing, and then I thought about our lockdowns and churches being closed and pastors being arrested in Canada. Then I recognized that the Liberal Democrat Party really wanted the very same extremes for us here that are going on in China. And that's not a stretch. That is not an exaggeration. They wanted us to be arrested. They wanted us to be locked down in our homes. They wanted pretty much the same thing. They wanted this domination and control. And as I look at what's happening in China, and I see the extreme suffering of the people of China under this lockdown and just living under a tyranny, a dictatorship, I thought about what happened here. If the Liberal Democrats would have had their way, and thank God for the Constitution, but if they really would have had their way, they would have imposed the very same things on us. Now, there has been a lack of speaking out by the Biden administration condemning Iran. Enough of it has not been displayed. There's been a few messages here or there, that we're in solidarity with the protesters, but nothing really condemning, because once again, the Biden administration wants this nuclear deal so desperately that they will not go to the next level and speak out enough for the Iranian people. Now, you also recognize that the Biden administration is not speaking out really in solidarity with the protesters in China. And there's a reason for that, and we're going to explore that for the next 10 minutes here on my radio program. I want you to hear this 8-minute segment from this past Monday on Hannity on Fox News. You wonder why the Biden administration is so silent with what's going on in China? Here's the reason why. Let's listen.
All right, take a look at your screen right there. Across China, authorities are now going all in on crippling COVID lockdowns and unleashing massive human rights violations against innocent citizens, as residents now are literally being locked into their own homes and apartments, unable to leave, all facing severe punishment and prosecution if they dare to question any of this. Sadly, it appears to only be getting worse. And as a new warning from the U.S. Embassy is suggesting, that lockdowns are about to intensify. But many brave Chinese citizens, they are standing up for their freedom. They are refusing to comply with the never-ending COVID lockdown madness that is gripping China. But the Biden administration, they seem to have no reaction at all whatsoever. Why is that? Why don't they stand in solidarity with people that believe in freedom? Take a look.
What is the president's reaction when he hears protesters in China chant freedom or Xi Jinping step down?
The president's not going to speak for protesters around the world. They're speaking for themselves.
And so there's no reaction?
These protesters are speaking for themselves. What we are doing is making it clear that we support the right of peaceful protest.
Does the White House support their efforts to sort of regain personal freedom in light of these lockdowns?
The White House supports the right of peaceful protest.
Maybe, just maybe, China has the Biden family compromised, you know, the $1.5 billion deal with the Bank of China, the $5 million no interest rate forgivable loan. I wish I got that deal. Or the $100,000 shopping spree for Hunter and his family. I don't know. Deutsche Bank, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan. No, I'll go with Hunter Biden, the crack guy. Here with reaction, former White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus, along with author of The Coming Collapse of China, a senior fellow at the Gatestone Institute. Gordon Chang is back with us. Reince, let's get your take first on this. Why not even a word of solidarity? To me, everything goes back, everything is suspect as it relates to China, Russia, Kazakhstan, Ukraine, and other countries where the Bidens made money. Now, why wouldn't they stand in solidarity for the people of China to freely express their view and stand up against what is obvious tyranny and a crackdown against innocent people?
I'm with you, Sean. This weakness, this theme of weakness that keeps popping up at Joe Biden just doesn't go away. And starting with Afghanistan, then, you know, it started obviously with inflation at home, then Afghanistan, and it continues through Iran, through Russia, now China. And honestly, it's even baffling to me because, you know, I do events all over the country, a lot of times with Democrats, and I find that one of the only things that we can agree on is China and Taiwan. And the fact that he once again sides with this side of weakness, which, you know, when Ronald Reagan coined the phrase peace through strength, the other side of that sentence is that weakness invites aggression. And these people have been locked down in some cases since August 8th. They're holding blank sheets of paper up because it's symbolizing the fact that they've got no voice. We've got a president in the White House who at one time, when it came to protesting our police officers, said that the protests that took place in the United States that were burning down buildings and police precincts were, in his words, were right and necessary. And when it comes to China, he says nothing. What he should say is that we condemn the CCP, we stand up for these protesters who are standing up for freedom. This China, and Stephen knows as good as anybody, that China isn't just looking to win a battle with the Western world. They're wanting the Western world to melt down and completely go away in a practical overthrow of the West. And so the fact that we've got a president who won't at least stand up and be strong at a time when it makes total and complete sense, even through probably most people in his own party, is completely baffling.
You know, Gordon, the last time I can think of anything similar was Tiananmen Square, and I think most people remember that iconic image of this guy standing in front of a tank, and the tank would move, and he'd move in front of the tank, and the tank would move again to get around, and he'd move back in the other direction. So this is very unusual for China, but they're also calling for President Xi to step down. That's not something I expected to see. Now, it's fascinating to me because for 2 years I've been warning about this new axis of evil, which is a relationship with Russia and China and Iran, and all three of these countries now are experiencing unrest at the same time. Now, is it possible? I don't think you win revolutions with slingshots, but is it possible President Xi has to worry about his regime?
I think he certainly does, because the protesters on the Chinese streets over the weekend were not only saying that Xi Jinping must step down, they were saying that the Communist Party has to leave China because the Chinese people want to govern themselves. And that is revolutionary. And right now, the Communist Party is rounding up people because China has maybe 620 million surveillance cameras. It has artificial intelligence, facial recognition, which, by the way, they got from Microsoft and others. And they can identify all of these people. You know, it is the number one job of American president to clearly and proudly defend and promote freedom and democracy. And we didn't hear that from John Kirby. We didn't hear it from President Biden's statement. Shame on us, because these are our values. And when we don't promote our values, the Chinese notice.
You know, the thing that I would like to see, just a vote of solidarity, just a vote of support. But, you know, Ryan, it always comes down to one thing with me and the Bidens. Why would China give a $1.5 billion deal to Hunter Biden and his associates with zero experience rather than Deutsche Bank, Goldman Sachs, you pick whatever big financial institution you want? Why would they do that unless, of course, they have the Biden family compromised, which you have to look at in any one of these deals, don't you?
Well, you have to, and I think that Congressman Comer is going to do that. And I think that this issue is going to be front and center very quickly. And Joe Biden needs to answer these questions. But the other thing about all this is this odd and baffling silence is maybe it strikes too close to home for the Democrats, because they're the ones that want to close schools. They're the ones that want people to be in masks forever. They're the ones that are in a constant COVID hysteria. This is what they're all about. And this is hitting too close to home for them. It makes no sense. And to the businesses out there, I mean, the fact that other than Joe Biden, mainstream Republicans and mainstream Democrats agree on this China issue, my advice to you in business out there, if you're investing in China, if you have offices in China, get out. Because this is the one thing that I think could unify the United States, which is a very strong position against China, which makes Joe Biden's position here completely and totally out of the mainstream.
Well, as Comer said, or Congressman Comer said, this is an investigation into the President of the United States. So we'll see. Ryan, thank you. Gordon.
That was an eye-opening segment on Sean Hannity just the other day, and it shows why there is such a deafening silence of the Biden administration when it comes to the people of China. It's because there is definite compromise. There are vested financial interests. Shame on this administration from turning their backs on the Chinese people when they are needed so desperately right now for USA support. Well, you know, the same thing is happening to the church in China. China's surveillance has spread all over the churches in China. There was an article in Open Doors last year that talked about cameras in homes, cameras in the churches. Now facial recognition tactics are being used. There is no freedom for the house church movement in China. These tech-approved churches, they want to change the Bible that the Christians in China are reading. In fact, they've came out with their own publication of scripture making Jesus into a sinner. 24 surveillance cameras were installed in April of 2018 in a church, Zion Church, in one of Chinese capital's largest house churches. And it was all under the guise for security reasons. The church refused their 24-camera installation, and immediately the police began to harass churchgoers, contacting their workplaces, asking them to promise not to go to church. Then they threatened to close this church down because they refused to install the cameras. A month later, officials banned the church, confiscated materials. This is what's going on to the people of China, to the Christians in China. And as you look and hear about these activities, these oppressive situations for the Chinese people and for the people of Iran, what can we do in response? We can stand up and peacefully protest. We can speak out and we can pray. But Scripture is our authority. And Psalm 37 came to mind right away when I thought about what's going on in Iran and in China. And always God gets our attention and tells us here should be our attitude and here should be our response. Psalm 37 begins with an admonition that God wants his people to know. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Or right away in this psalm, God promises he will deal with the wicked on his own. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. And he says, here's what I want you, my people, to do. David writes, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord. He shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him. He will bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harms. Once again, here comes the promise of Scripture, what God is going to do. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plots against the just and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. This is the promise of Scripture. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord, like the splendor of the metals, shall vanish into smoke. They shall vanish away. David says, I have been young and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. He is ever merciful and lends, and his descendants are blessed. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. This is such an incredible promise. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it forever. Wait on the Lord, keep his way. He will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. This is a promise to the freedom fighters in Iran, to the freedom fighters in China. I understand when you read this, it inspires such confident trust and hope, and yet we still want somehow to bring about that justice by the means of our own hands, and God is saying, no, be patient, trust, the wicked will be cut off. Do not fret because of evildoers. It looks like they're prospering and succeeding, but God says their end is near. And this morning I hear the roar of the line of the tribe of Judah and his people standing up and saying, enough. We are going to stand on the promise of God. We are going to wait for our deliverer. And this is a song you want to commit to your library. It's brand new music from Elevation Worship. It's called Lion. And I dedicate this song to my dear Iranian friends in Iran and in China. Let's listen.
Oh, valley, be raised up.
brand new powerful worship music from Elevation Worship live from the loft. That is a, wow, that is a powerful song, Lion. I can just sense when you listen to the words of that song, the power of that music is so motivating, so inspiring. The earth will hear the roar of God. The earth will hear the roar, the shaking of the earth. God will shake this planet. He will shake the countries, the nations of this planet in such a way that they will know that he is Lord, that they will hear his roar. They will understand the power and the greatness of our God. This is what God is doing. He is shaking the nations. He is giving us an understanding of his power, of his greatness, that he is soon coming to restore and to triumph over his enemies, to bring an end to the evil forces of the Antichrist, the global reset, the plans of the world, the plans of the nations to change this world into a utopia will be brought to naught when Jesus returns. There then will be a great reset, a great regathering of his people, and we shall reign with him for 1,000 years. Oh, praise God. That is the Lord. That he is reminding us of his promise today. Do not fret because of evildoers. They will be blown away like the chaff. But many of us are in Revelation chapter 6. The cry of the martyrs. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth? And the answer is, they were given white robes to rest for a little while until the rest of the elect had been martyred. God is saying, the earth will hear my roar. I am coming like a lion. I came once as a lamb to lay down my life so that you may be forgiven, but I am coming again as the mighty lion of the tribe of Judah, and the earth will feel my shaking, my greatness, my power. The earth will hear the roar of victory, the roar of wrath for the enemies of God. They will be defeated, says God. I hope this morning you're sensing this is the Lord speaking. He is encouraging us. He is encouraging the freedom fighters of Iran and China and all over the world under the oppressive government. God sees it all. He will send at the appointed time his chosen deliverer. He will come, and there will be relief from suffering and great, great victory. I hope this has encouraged you this morning. I know when I read Scripture, Psalm 37, Isaiah chapter 40, I am encouraged. I know we have a great God, and I know he sees the suffering of these people, and he understands the hurts and the pains they're going through. Why does he understand it? Because he once felt the hurt and the pain, the whip of the cat and nine tails against his back, the beating, the crucifixion. He understands pain. He willingly subjected himself to that pain and wrath so that we could be forgiven and restored. He understands pain and suffering. No other God like him in the world. Who will you compare me to, says God? There is no one. We who are safe at home here during this Advent season, just like me, sitting at home in the comfort, in the warmness of our home, we cannot for a moment forget the suffering of our brothers and sisters all over the world. And the one thing we can do is to not only be their voice and post their stories. But we need to pray fervently. We need to storm the gates of heaven fervently. God wants us to come to him. I just pray that you will do that this Advent season. As we prepare for the coming of our promised Messiah, don't forget the suffering people in Iran. Don't forget the church in China and Iran. They constantly need our prayers and our encouragement. And there is so much we can do this side of the world. We can give to Open Doors, Alam Ministries, that helps the persecuted, suffering people in China and Iran. I want to say, please don't forget them. Please share this broadcast on your social media page. God bless you. Have a great weekend. I will see you again on Monday on the cross in the desert.